2:35 p.m. and we are live at News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, working through the triple dipper for the day. First one I've got out the gate right here is the fact that we have a Biden smokescreen. It's full effect. If you heard my monologue, and I hope you did earlier, I've already gotten a couple of texts about it, but if you heard the monologue, I just call it, you know, I call it pop smoke, Joe, or time to pop smoke, Joe. But the reality is popping smoke is what the Biden administration is doing. And the military, we say, you know, when we say pop smoke, what we're talking about is either A, signaling the incoming aircraft, or B, just trying to cover your own withdrawal. And it's supposed to mark a spot. But ideally, in this case, pop smoke means cover your withdrawal so the enemy can't see you. Well, the Biden administration is doing everything it can right now. Everything. I mean, it's almost to the point of being laughable if it weren't for the fact that it's our country. They are literally doing everything they can right now to pop smoke and cover their withdrawal from every. And so what they'll do is they'll go from one thing to another, thinking that will cover the news cycle against the one they just screwed up. And I'm sitting here looking at an article that came off of Red State this morning. And it says a lot of the same things. And it even adds things in that I didn't even include in my monologue. I mean, I couldn't get it all in because there's so many gaffes. I mean, right now, this one says that the title of this article by Joe Cunningham with Red State is "All of This is a Series of Media Distractions." He talks about the fact that Biden had a plan to do OSHA-enforced mandated vaccines in private businesses, but then that began to fall apart. And then they killed an innocent man and a handful of children with a drone strike, and that didn't really go over very well and has become a debacle they've had to deal with. So then a week later, we're not even talking about that anymore because we're focusing on a blown-up submarine deal between Australia and France, which dominates the headlines, and the France pulled their ambassador out of the U.S., and then it goes to a false media narrative about the Border Patrol using whips, and that's a big thing, so they try to move on somewhere else. And then, oh, by the way, Politico, I didn't even mention this, Politico just comes out. Where have you been, Politico? Politico just comes out and says, by the way, it looks like the Hunter Biden laptop story was true. And just, you know, and then they focus on things like the media focus on things like the Emmys and the Met Gala and events like that while ignoring stories that have other real world consequences. And then yesterday, if you saw this or not, yesterday, liberal Democrats literally stripped out financial aid for Israel's Iron Dome air defense system. It's purely a defensive system. You can't hurt somebody with it. You're defending yourself with Iron Dome. It's anti-aircraft. It's basically air defense. And all you're doing is shooting down the things that are being shot at you. And the Biden team is cutting off all access to the media right now. I mean, even yesterday, the U.S. media had enough. When in a joint meeting with the Prime Minister of Great Britain, President Biden sitting there with his mask on, 6 feet away from the Prime Minister of Great Britain who has his mask on, and they are talking, and suddenly at the end of it all, the Prime Minister goes, "Well, I see some of my press here. Let me go take a few questions if you don't mind." And he takes a few questions and answers them, you know, I don't know if they were good, solid, and hard questions, whatever they were. Biden's response to him when he said, I'll just take a few questions if you don't mind, was he said, "Well, good luck." That's what he said. Good luck. Well, then the U.S. press is like, okay, we get a turn now. Except they weren't. Suddenly there were the shouts, literally the shouts of the handlers. Okay, we're done here. Everybody move out. And the press is trying to shout questions at the president, who mumbled something back to them, but you couldn't hear it behind his mask. And the press is ushered out. And they went and filed a written protest with Jen Psaki's office, saying that they're sick of the lack of transparency and the lack of access. Well, you know what? They were sick of President Trump before, but he gave them all the access they could possibly want. I mean, every time he walked out the door to get on Marine One, he saw the press over there, he'd walk over and talk to them. Just telling you, it's a whole new day. This smokescreen they're in right now is trying to cover up so much stuff. Well, let me tell you one of the things it's covering up. It's covering up the fact that Biden's polls are crashing right now. Oh, I mean, it's not just like, okay, Republicans don't like the Democrat president. No. Copper, you go ahead and get clip 10 ready if you don't mind. Clip 10 is the one about Texas Democrats being upset with his handling of the border crisis. I see you say you're ready. So hang on one second. I'm going to talk about something, then I'll come back to that. So I'm looking at one article right now from the Washington Examiner. with a follow-up article from U.S. News and World Report, both of which are talking about new polling by Gallup. Okay, Gallup's real-deal polling, all right? That's not somebody's fly-by-night partisan polling here. Gallup survey shows that President Joe Biden has not even hit bottom yet, but he has dropped 13 points since June. 13 points is epic in polling, all right? He's now sitting at a dismal 43% approval rating. But when you break that down, it goes even deeper when you consider that he is now polling less than Kamala Harris. How is the vice president? Well, I tell you why, because she's doing nothing. So she's not having to be held accountable. She's not out there in the media doing a thing right now, except calling on Border Patrol agents to be, you know, held accountable for using whips they didn't use. But the Gallup bottom line here, from Washington Examiner and from the U.S. News and World Report, the quote from the Gallup report on this was, quote, Biden's latest approval rating further cements the facts that the honeymoon phase of his presidency is behind him, and political independents who were part of the coalition that helped him defeat Trump now largely disapprove of the job he's doing as president. The piece that came out of the U.S. News and World Report that added a little bit more to that discussion was the fact that he is down 8% with Democrats in his approval. He's down, you know, epically. He's like in single digits with Republicans. But then independents have shown the greatest variation. He's down to 37% among independents from a high of 61%. And two-thirds of that downward slide has occurred in the last 90 days. Folks, I'm just telling you right now, in polling world, those are some epic numbers. And what I just said a minute ago about the fact that this is not just Republicans disliking the Democrat president is absolutely true. So this smokescreen you're seeing of all the things they're trying to do, every time something goes bad, they trot out a new thing and it goes bad. They trot out another new thing and it goes bad. And they keep trying to deflect. And yet every single one of these needs to be talked about. But Democrats at all levels of society are getting frustrated with their own guy. Copper, I'll tell you what, let's clip 10. Clip 10 is a Texas rancher talking on Fox News, but what she says about who's upset is part of what I thought was interesting in the Border Patrol or the border crisis right now. Go ahead and play clip 10, Copper.
Talk about the morale here in the state of Texas. I was telling our anchors in New York that even every Democrat in town is upset with the Biden administration for what they're doing here in Texas.
Well, I can tell you in our county alone, we have a Democratic county judge. We have a Democratic sheriff. We have a Democratic mayor. We're 85% Hispanic. We've always been a blue county. Our county went red in the last election. And all of our elected officials, I think, at this point, are just pretty much fed up. They're fed up. They're tired. We've dealt with more than we should ever have to deal with. We've seen more than we should ever have to see. And without Washington's help, this has been just an insurmountable obstacle to us.
There you have it. I mean, right now, what you're hearing is that the people who are having to live out the results of these debacles, the people that are having to live it out, it goes across party lines, the frustrations they're having. So when I say there's a smokescreen in place, understand that smokescreen does not excuse him, all right? And here's the other thing. That smokescreen is only obscuring the true facts of the fact that his polling numbers are crashing, his agendas are not working, and we're talking about across all realms of policy, all right? The only thing we really haven't heard much about lately is education policy. But yet he does kowtow to the teachers' union, and schools are still struggling with, you know, reinstituting full-time access to in-class instruction in some places. But all said and done, folks, the thing that is biggest and what some of the smokescreen is trying to cover up is the fact that right now, and I'm looking at an article, by the way, from CNN, I've got it on paper. The title of this article from today, CNN, if Joe Biden fails this week, his entire domestic agenda is done for at least 15 months. That's the title of the article from the cable news network CNN. And it goes on to say, what happens this week on Capitol Hill will almost certainly make or break Biden's entire first-term legislative agenda and determine the case that he and his party can take to the voters in the 2022 midterms. Keep an eye on this, folks. Two big things are happening right now. There's two pieces of legislation. that you've got to be tracking right now. This is all part of this triple dipper. The first section of the triple dipper that I'm dealing with today is the fact that Biden is operating in a smokescreen trying to mask certain things. He's doing everything he can to keep this story, in my opinion, from coming more and more to the forefront. The first bill you need to know is there's a bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's a $1.2 trillion piece of legislation. Now, it already passed the Senate. He had 19 Republicans that joined all 50 of the Democrats. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised she's going to bring it up this next Monday. Next Monday. But what's happening right now is Dem infighting. All right, Democrats are fighting amongst themselves because they want the liberal side of the Democrat Party, the truly progressive liberal side, they desperately want the bigger bill, a $3.5 trillion package to come first because that's the one that has all of the liberal wish list in it. That's the one that declares everything is infrastructure. That's the one that they call social infrastructure building. That's the one that has the whole, quote, build back better in it. This one right now, the $1.2 trillion, the smaller of the two, it builds largely roads and bridges. But the $3.5 trillion is right behind it. And you've got liberals in the House balking at voting, but the House cannot afford to lose three votes. If the House Democrats lose three votes on that smaller bill on Monday, that bill crashes and burns. And right now, the big bill won't pass the Senate. No Republicans, according to leadership in the Senate, are going to vote for that bigger bill. And you've got two Democrats, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, that have already said they don't intend to vote for it. Well, they can't lose a single vote in the Senate on that bigger bill. Well, it's going to be something to watch. I tell you what, Copper, clip one, let me know when you've got clip one ready. Clip one is from the Washington Examiner. Did a brief story on how important this is and how the spending plan's in jeopardy. Copper, I see you've got ready. Okay, go ahead and play clip one.
Hope of what is ahead for the Biden administration and for Democrats in Congress right now is really enormous. So much of Biden's overall agenda as president is going to be tied up in what happens over the next couple of weeks.
To pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Pelosi must round up, to use a vivid expression, her fractious herd of Democratic cats. With 220 Democrats and 212 Republicans, House Democrats can't lose more than three votes. A large block of moderate Democrats favors it, but many progressives are resisting, pushing instead for the infrastructure bill vote to take place only after a separate vote on Biden's even larger $3.5 trillion social welfare spending and tax increase bill that Democrats have named the Build Back Better plan.
We have a desperate...
All right, so listen. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back from this break, I'm going to unpack for you that $3.5 trillion bill. Because this whole Biden smokescreen I'm talking about, he's trying to cover down on the fact that everything is riding on this. He's doing all the other things out there, failing at them miserably, but letting those stories be the storyline right now. But even CNN is saying everything rides on that vote next Monday. We'll come right back and deal with that here in just a minute. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and also live online at rightsideradio.org. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, too, let me tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. If you have not checked out their website, man, what are you waiting on? That place is incredible. I had a guy ask me just yesterday, what would it take to have a corporate group out there? Can we do like a corporate meeting out there? Yes, you can. They will cook for you. I mean, their chefs are amazing. The facilities are amazing. The grounds are amazing. If you want to go, you know, hunt pheasant or quail while you're there, I mean, they can take care of that. If you want to have a wedding out there, they can take care of that. This place is an oasis in the middle of North Alabama. And I'm telling you, it's so worth checking out. Otter Creek Farm, their website's called OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Just go check them out. So, listen, I was in the middle of talking about this whole smokescreen. Part of my triple dipper today is watching what's happening and then seeing through the smoke being put up by the Biden administration. Failure after failure. At the very least, what it's doing is it's obscuring the previous bad story. And all of it, in my opinion, is also trying to obscure what they don't want you to see, is that right now, President Biden has staked almost his entire domestic agenda on two pieces of massive legislation that could fail in the next week. And if that fails, that's huge. So viewed really broadly right now, what's happening in Congress, and especially with Democrats, is a battle for what role Democrats believe that government ought to play in society going forward. And the article that I'm looking at right now, which came off of CNN, literally says there's no question that if Biden gets his infrastructure bill, both of them, like the first one, the smaller $1.5 trillion, and the other one, the $3.5 trillion, it's going to amount to a massive reinvestment in government and a huge, huge change away from the, quote, era of big government being over, said by Clinton, going to a complete government is everything you need and we're going to do all the stuff for you type of run. And folks, I'm telling you, that's a big, big deal. But we can't afford this. I'm looking at another report right now. This one came off Fox Business, and this one talks about a group that I'm very familiar with. I was a Club for Growth fellow, but Club for Growth is a very conservative organization that supports conservative candidates and also is very fiscally minded, especially when it comes to tax rates. They report right now that the part of the $3.5 trillion bill that's not being talked about, the one that Biden really doesn't want you to talk about, is less on the spending side and more on the fact that it's going to raise taxes exponentially because they have to pay for it. This stuff ain't free. And that's what kills me is liberals think all this stuff can just keep happening. They can just keep printing money. You don't print money. You have to take it from somebody. And the report from Club for Growth warns that the proposal would result in the U.S. having the highest corporate tax rate and the highest capital gains tax rate in the developed world. That's sick. A quote from David McIntosh, the president for Club for Growth, says, "The bottom line here is that the president's tax and spend agenda repeats the mistakes of nations like France, Italy, and Greece. Those nations now suffer from slower growth, higher unemployment, and lower living standards, in part because of bad fiscal policy." Yeah. So, folks, I'm just telling you, what's happening right now is monstrous. And this thing could fall apart in the next few days. And we need it to. That's the end result. So I'm telling you all this to tell you, smokescreen be darned, you need to let your elected officials know you want this blocked at any cost. Now, some of you live and you think, okay, well, Congressman Adderholt, Congressman Brooks, Senator Shelby, Senator Tuberville, they're all going to vote against this. Certainly they are. But they also need to hear from you. And I would recommend that you do. Because they need to be able to tell their constituents that they did hear, but they also need to go tell their one member of Congress, Congresswoman Terry Sewell, the only Democrat in Alabama's U.S. delegation, needs to know the vast majority of the state is speaking out against this. I don't know if it'll do any good, but saying nothing won't do any good. I know that. We got to speak out on this, folks. This smokescreen has got to be cleared. And you got to know he is determined to raise your taxes and put the government in every aspect of your life and spending trillions of dollars we don't have. All right, folks, coming up on a break, right when we get back right now, I got the next piece of the triple dipper. You're going to be curious about how Alabama handles public health compared to everybody else. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.